Welcome, ladies and gents. I'm Tamara Murphika. I'm a relationship and self-love therapist in that I help people develop relationship with self because that really is the key to overcoming depression and anxiety and any life ailment so that you can start living happily right now, which is what I share in the courses I run as part of my school, Getting Naked. So today I wanted to share not my journey, but one of my clients' journeys, because I know that if you're someone who's struggling with a mental illness, that to hear of how other people have been able to overcome the same sorts of issues, that can really open you up for what's possible for you. And I'm so, so grateful for Tess being willing to speak up about her very amazingly inspirational journey. So welcome, Tess.
Thank you.
So you're one of the many clients that I've worked with who's gone on to create, and I'm going to say this, real magic in your life. And it's such a pleasure to see and watch you continue to grow and have the confidence to share that journey publicly. So again, thank you for coming on tape with me for this one.
Absolute pleasure.
And so you were recommended my book, The Upside of Down, when you were seeking help to overcome depression. When you were flicking through those pages, what did you feel as you started to read my story and you know, the tools that I shared for breaking free of the mental illness?
Yeah, well, I guess, like, having worked with you, you know, for one, that I wasn't a reader at all. I never read a book, and if I did, it took me forever to get through it. But your book seemed to, I guess, just absolutely grab me from the first page. I wasn't able to put it down at all and read it within a matter of days.
Wow.
It was just a matter that I could really relate to what you were saying, I guess. And I think when you're stuck in that headspace, all you need to look for, or what you're looking for, is that hope or belief that you can overcome it or a way to get through it. And every single page in that book just kept providing multiple ways to get through it, and then obviously led me into the sessions that I did with you.
Awesome. So when you were in the middle of the depression, like, what was going on for you? And I suppose, how bad did it get for you?
Yeah, I guess at my lowest of lows, I did have the whole suicidal ideation sort of thoughts. I never had the thoughts of actually going and attempting it in any way. But there were days where I'm kind of sitting there thinking, you know, why am I here? What am I doing? Is this life going to be this challenging forever? And, you know, if I wasn't here, would it be easier for my family and friends? So that was probably at my lowest. As for the whole thought processes behind it and where I was at, I just become quite withdrawn with everything and didn't enjoy anything that I was doing anymore. Even those sort of activities, like, I'm avid sport lover and I was playing sport regularly and just sort of withdrew from that and didn't have any interest in anything at all, and would just sort of, yeah, sit around and not know what to do with myself, really.
And so reflecting on that time now, you know, fast forward a few years later, what do you feel that that part of your life's actually given you?
Amazing things. Life's not like that at all. I guess it's given me a whole new direction for life, a whole new passion, and I now know that that's not life at all. Like, that's just an experience that I had that I had to work through to progress to where I am today. I think it's just, if anything, it's probably just given me the strength to get through anything at all. Yeah, just overcoming it and seeing where you're at and what I had to do to overcome it just continues to give you strength every day to get through those life hurdles.
So would you say that the depression, it, like, gave you a reason to actually start exploring more about yourself so then you could get to know yourself better?
Yeah, absolutely. I think as we grow up, and I'm sure a lot of people out there feel the same, you kind of go to school, you finish school, then you're expected to go off and get a career and or a job or do whatever you want to do, have a family and all those sort of set things. And for me, coming from a small country community, a lot of it was you either stayed in the country community or you moved to Adelaide and still do those same things. But I think having gone through all that depression and all that sort of stuff, there's so much more out there in this world, and it's, the options are just absolutely endless. And now you pretty well come across something and it's kind of like, well, that's cool, I'm going to go and do that. Whereas before it was kind of like, well, I can't really do that for whatever reason it might have been at the time. So yeah, absolutely.
So it's like you've completely taken off the limitations and now anything's possible, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. So obviously after reading my book, then you decided to enroll in my 10-session program where I help people become depression and pill-free.
Yep.
From your perspective, can you share what happened for you, like how you found the sessions, where it took you personally?
Yeah, sure. If I went back to the very first session, I guess going up into that session, I was kind of at the point where I had no other choice but to do this session. I had tried multiple things and none of them, I just continued to relapse back into my depression. So I was kind of with the attitude that I had nothing to lose, so I'd give it a go. But at the same time, there was a part of me that was a little bit skeptical of it. But once I got into that first session, 10 minutes in, it was just amazing. Like, the things that come up were absolutely spot on, and it actually made me recognize and identify what was actually at the root cause of my depression. It wasn't just kind of a band-aid fix of, well, this is how you're feeling, so you should go do this and you may feel a little bit better. So once I really let go in the session, I think to begin with, you kind of sit there and you kind of question and think too much into things. But once you actually let yourself go and just trust yourself and that you've got the answers inside, you, just see results immediately.
And so can you remember back to any particular aha moments or big moments that you've just gone, oh, wow, like I get it?
Yeah, multiple. Which one? I think probably the moment when you realise that you do it on a day-to-day basis and you actually incorporate this into your life every day, it's all right to go out and do something, as we all know, but to actually incorporate it and learn it and utilise it in a day-to-day basis, I think that just turns your life around.
Nice. And so how many sessions in did it take you before you started to feel the depression lift?
Yeah. So initially I enrolled for the 10 one-on-one sessions. Mm-hmm. Within the first session, as you're aware, Tamara, like you give us home play to go away and do after the session. Doing that home play throughout the week, noticed immediate changes, to the point that I become actually depression free. I think depression free by the end of the sessions, but pill free as well within like 5 or 6 sessions, I believe it was.
Yeah. Pretty amazing, hey?
Absolutely.
And obviously, you know, part of my sessions, it is about you taking responsibility and you making a commitment to yourself to really do the home play. How did you find that side of things?
Challenging. a lot of it was pushing myself outside my comfort zone. A lot of it was just motivating to try and, obviously, initially when I was in that depression, I was quite withdrawn. So a lot of it was simple tasks to try and get me out and involved with things and back into like my basketball and all that sort of stuff. But then there were also challenging home plays that would be absolutely left field to what I'd expect. And I'd sit there and you sort of go, well, that's not really me. I don't really want to do it. But I'm like, you commit to yourself and you go off and do it. And once you do it, you just see the results absolutely bloom.
One of the home plays I get pretty much every client to do is laugh for 2 minutes in front of the mirror every day. And I know this is something that I got you to do. How did you find that?
To begin with, you feel like pretty stupid. But it's amazing. You actually, it does make a difference. Something so simple you wouldn't think would make such a difference, but you can just feel the energy lift within yourself when you do it.
Yeah, and it's quite funny because we keep on thinking, or a lot, you know, society has taught us to think that we need to come up with these really comprehensive ways of getting better and things like that. But when it comes down to it, it's actually about going back to simplicity and doing the little things and making little tweaks to the way that we live our life. And those are generally the things that help lift that veil of depression. And they're the most powerful things that, you know, it's very easy to dismiss, but when you've got someone holding you accountable to make sure you do them.
Absolutely.
You start to notice that they do start to create that magic in your life.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, you overcame the depression with the sessions that we did together, and then you went on and enrolled in my Remarkable Relationships course so that you could gain the skills to clear your own beliefs and become self-sufficient in creating a really amazing life for yourself.
Yeah.
How was that experience, you know, going from having someone else clear the beliefs for you to being able to do it for yourself?
Yeah, it was pretty cool, actually. Initially, I found it quite challenging because I found that I guess, created more magic with someone holding me accountable, because I'm a very, you know, if someone asks me to do something, I'll keep to my word, or if I say I'm going to do something, I'll keep to my word and go off and do it. So having someone there hold your hand to begin with and make you accountable, I found that quite easy, because I always, if I said I was going to do something, I'd just go off and do it. So doing my home play and all that sort of stuff was quite easy, because you knew by the time you come back for your next session, you're going to be asked, how'd you go? And you don't want to say, well, you hadn't done it. So that was quite good. Going into the R&R course, probably that was the only bit that I really found challenging, was holding myself accountable to do it. But having said that, once you commit to yourself, if you do go away and actually perform the home play and try and really aim towards your goal, it's a lot better. Having done that course now, though, now I'm also able to tune in and be able to overcome things on a day-to-day basis. I don't need someone there to sit with me and run me through that sort of process. So obviously that's where it's got me today, where I'm actually living it in a day-to-day, in my everyday life, really.
So with that tuning in and that belief clearing that you now do, which is part of your spiritual practice, if you like, what would you say that gives you? Like, why is it such an important part of your life now?
For me, yeah, I guess when you say like a spiritual practice, I guess a lot of people in their minds have a set thing that I might be, you know, go to church every Sunday or something like that, and it has to be done at a set time. This is something that you can do on any time of the day, like 24/7. You can do it, you know, while you're at home, at work, in the car, wherever it might be. And I think for me, it just gives me just peace and clarity, really. If I find myself that I'm running away in what we call ego, or have all these negative thoughts in flux and stuff like that, or some stressful times, or even as simple as someone turning around and saying something back to you and it just sort of revs you up a little bit, you can just sit there and you can just sort of go through the process, and you just become a lot more clear and, I guess, calm and peaceful with the situation. It kind of gives you a whole new outlook on how to approach a situation. So
when it comes to relating, you know, just everyday relationships with work people, with family, with friends, how has that changed now that you have that ability?
Amazingly. Going back through my depression days and even over the few years post that, my relationships with a few people were pretty well on edge, to the point that some of my family I would try and distance myself from. Not because I didn't like them, but because I just turned into ego around them. But having now gone through the whole tuning process, be able to do that, I just feel like I can go into that situation, and like my relationships with them now are absolutely amazing. I chat to them regularly and whatnot, and there's no issues, and I just think that's how every relationship should be. Like, there shouldn't be any sort of negativity surrounding or anything like that. It should be all surrounding love and happiness.
Yeah, and it's so, so nourishing when you're able to experience that.
Absolutely.
Now, obviously, you know, you've got quite the resume. You've overcome depression. You're really happy. You're enjoying nourishing relationships with your friends and family. No doubt you're feeling better at work as well. Then you decided it was time to find a romantic relationship. So tell me how that happened. What was the process?
I guess for me, it came down to doing a couple more sessions with you and really nailing in on the relationship with myself that it comes down to, really. We all have those beliefs where we're not good enough or we're not deserving or anything like that, but once you can go in there and sort of clear and work on them and work out that you are really worthwhile and valuable to yourself, then others start, that sort of reflects out into the relationships you have with others, and it's amazing the people that you attract, I guess.
So it did sort of feel a bit like a magnet, like you got your relationship really healthy with you and then you were just attracting more attention?
Yeah, absolutely. And I didn't expect it whatsoever. Just walked on in.
Now, many people believe that when it comes to finding a romantic partner, and I know I believe this as well, you know, they feel as though it's beyond their control because it involves another person. Do you believe that to be the case?
If you asked me that a few weeks ago, I'd say yes, but ask me that today and I'd say no. having worked through that, I think it's amazing if you sit down and you have an interaction with someone, and if you start on that negative base, that relationship or that conversation is going to end on that negative base and you're both going to be quite antsy. But if you go into that relationship in a loving and happy way, that's how it will stay, and it actually filters out into those people that you have that relationship with. So I guess if you can create that relationship within yourself and within your everyday life, you just attract those sort of people, and it just, yeah, flows from there, I guess.
And it really is a case of letting go of trying to control it and just allowing it to happen, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I know for a very long time when, you know, I was trying to find Mr. Right, and I'd be like, okay, when am I going to meet him? Am I going to meet him at this? Am I going to meet him at that? And it just doesn't happen. And then when you completely let go and you surrender that, then all of a sudden these men start coming into your life and it's like, where are they coming from? I don't, like, wow.
That's it. And a lot of it comes down to just believing it and working on those negative beliefs. So, yeah.
And developing that deep inner knowing that, yeah, you know what, I am worthy of having an amazing relationship and other people are going to find me attractive because, you know, I am an amazing person.
That's right.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously we can hear you're creating daily miracles for yourself, Tess, but where to from here?
That's the big question. It's the opportunities are endless, honestly. The things that I've accomplished over the last few years by doing like your one-on-one sessions and your courses and just continuing now building this into my day-to-day life have been absolutely astounding. If you asked me 5 years ago that I was going to accomplish what I have in my career and traveling and all that sort of stuff in my personal life and my relationships, I would have never, have told you any of the things that I've accomplished. So, I guess, day to day, live day to day to how it is and just grab any opportunities that come up, because the more that you can create, the more you've got to go out and do. So,
yeah, nice. And you mentioned that you did do some travelling, and I know that that was one of the goals that you set. How did that come about, and how did you make that happen?
Just set the intention and went and spoke to a travel agent, really. I was never one to go travelling. I was very much, like I said before, growing up in a small country town, I was very much, I was never going to leave that country town. I was pretty well booked to retire there and to then pursue my career, which made me move and whatnot. And then I was pretty well stuck with my feet on the ground here in Adelaide. And then I always wanted to kind of travel and whatnot, but never really knew where to start and whatever, and was quite, I guess, antsy and uneasy about traveling. But I think you just need to go and bite the bullet, because it's just amazing. It's like anything, you just need to go out there and give it a go and put your best foot forward. And there's no way that you can really fail if you go in it with the expectations of that, even if it doesn't turn out that you want it the way you want it, you're always going to come away with some sort of learning from it. So,
yeah, that's the big one. Absolutely. Life full of learning.
Absolutely.
So if there was something that you could share with others who are struggling to break free from the struggle, the pain, the fear, you know, depression, what would it be?
Read your book. I think to begin with, obviously it's not going to happen overnight. Like, you're not going to wake up tomorrow and it's going to be free. But I think you need to try and just continue enjoying those little day-to-day things that you find that little bit of happiness or that sort of spark, some sort of glow within you. Don't let that go, just continue that. And then, I would absolutely recommend anyone through to yourself, as, you know, a lot of those therapies that are out there are quite helpful and whatnot and may give you some strategies of how to deal with it all, but at the end of the day, it doesn't come down to the root cause of what's actually causing the depression. So, my next step would be to send them on to yoga.
Thank you. then I can hold their hand through the process like I did with you.
That's right.
Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Nah, it's on spiritual soul. And as Tamara would know from, you know, working with you over the years, there's not a session where I'm not speechless, I don't think. I think, you know, we all have those sort of limitations, and you kind of go into some sort of session thinking that, you know, you might come out a little bit happier or whatever, but to be speechless on multiple occasions throughout a session is just remarkable. Like, there's no limitations. You just think that, you know, it's like a drug to some degree, I guess. People take drugs to get high, and you sort of get high, but it just keeps getting higher the more you do. So, yeah, it's amazing.
No drugs needed.
No.
Thank you so much, Tess, for your time and also your honesty. You know, it can be quite scary to, you know, share what you've gone through and where you've come from to today. So thank you so much.
No worries at all.
I know a lot of people are going to gain so much from your experience, because the more each of us shares what's really going on for us and what works for us, and, you know, the learnings that we gather from those experiences, the more we can connect with others, we can inspire a more loving way of life. And if anyone has listened to this interview and feels, yes, I'm ready to create magic in my life like Tess, I'm ready to let go of all the things that are holding me back from a life of pure bliss, then please do send me an email. I do have a free workshop that you can listen to that explains all the techniques in a lot more detail. And, of course, you can read more at gettingnaked.com.au. So please, everyone, have an absolutely beautiful day. Know that you can live your love story, and you can live happily right now.